Some of these rural areas are about a two-hour drive south of here. It's a region of about 500,000 people, but they are scattered in loads of different villages. And I was speaking to a local guide who is from the area, and he said it's not about clearing the rubble off the road in those areas. It's that they don't have roads to get to these villages at all. So you access them on the back of a donkey, on the back of a horse, or walking up a trail. So getting the kind of equipment you need to clear rubble, getting the kind of equipment you need to get survivors out of collapsed buildings will be incredibly challenging to get up those mountains, get up those hills. Now, authorities are making progress. They are moving forward. But unfortunately, the expectation is that when they do get to these very difficult to access remote villages, very sadly, the death toll will most likely go up.